And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ken Larson. There's been a lot of controversy about Ephesus Fordham. Some people are for it, and some people are against it. The main reason for the polarization is, if you just read the town's vision statement or advertising, you'll love it. I give the town staff an A+ for the hype. If you are a real estate broker or a developer, you'll love it, as you stand to make a lot of money. However, if you actually read the plan, you'll find that it has many shortcomings. It will not bring us the type of stores Chapel Hill really needs, like a Costco or a Target, but instead lots of expensive apartments. Upzoning will increase the property values of many small businesses and force them to leave. It will not resolve flooding issues for downstream property owners. Increased density in seven-story buildings don't belong in a flood zone. Many of the buildings that are there shouldn't have been built in the first place. They flood often. Ephesus Fordham will exacerbate traffic congestion by adding several thousand new residents to a congested part of town. Ephesus Fordham will not be walkable, as more streets will be added, but no pedestrian bridges or tunnels will be built to connect to current neighborhoods. Ephesus Fordham will diminish our stock of affordable housing. A token amount of affordable housing will be provided, but only in a later phase. I give the current plan a C-, and I urge the town council to fix the plan before any upzoning vote is taken. Please make the plan match the vision that was agreed upon in the small area plan. This is Ken Larson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.